free, or I could be your partisan. You gotta figure for yourself who's gonna wear your wedding band. I can't ask you again. You said you're gonna be my girl. I can't ask you again. How much more can I do? I can't ask you again. You said you're gonna be my girl.
Hello, bonjour, and welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM, located here on the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. It is a beautiful day outside, and for those of you who have listened to the show for a very long time, you will know that the nicer the weather, the nicer the mood, and so feeling very happy today. Yesterday was my name's day. Happy Valentine's Day, or Valentine's Day, or Valentina. Valentina's Day, everybody. I had a lovely day, and I hope that you all did too. Very exciting this week. We have a chat with Tom from Ducks Limited. They are a band that came to Vancouver a couple of days ago and had a wonderful show here in our beautiful city, and have been on tour for quite a while, making music for even longer, and just have a really fun history. And honestly, it was just really fun chatting to Tom about music and about ducks as well. So I will have that up in just a second. But up first, here is their song, 18 Cigarettes.
We'll be right back.
Wonderful. Well, I am here with Tom from Ducks Limited, and I thought that we could start today with a couple, honestly, duck-related questions. The first one being whether you have a favorite type of duck, or maybe a favorite type of bird, if you don't want to be too narrow.
You know, I don't know that I have a favorite kind of duck. I do like them in general. But I don't have like a great deal of knowledge of the animal beyond that, like occasionally I see them in a pond and I'm happy to have done so. I actually saw a bunch of them flying in formation through like a viaduct recently, which was really cool. When we were in LA, I went for like a nice walk in Pasadena and just like saw like this like flock of ducks doing their thing, which was dope. But yeah, I like them a lot. I don't have a specific favorite really. But I guess if I was picking a favorite bird, it would probably be the duck.
Okay, good. I'm glad that's the answer. Ducks really like water. I was wondering if you had a favorite body of water, whether it's like a specific lake or if it's just like oceans in general.
Oh, that's interesting. I think we're definitely like living in Toronto. We are Great Lakes people. Hmm. But I think if I had to pick one, it would be the Irish Sea. Where I spent a lot of my childhood, was Blackpool in, the northwest of England. And so I spent a lot of time like looking at that particular sea and thinking about it. And I do have like a fondness for it.
Nice. My dad's British. So I was also born there and like left when I was like 4 or 5. I remember very vividly this one song, of this guy singing like "With My Little Sticky Blackpool Rock," and he
George Formby.
Exactly. That's yes. My only knowledge about Blackpool, but I think of it fondly.
Yeah, my granddad was a huge George Formby fan. I've been through my phases. He's got some tunes. He's a funny guy. Yeah.
He is. Well, speaking of the UK, and then I know that Evan's from Australia. You guys kind of found each other in Toronto and in Canada, but you also grew up in the US. Mm-hmm. So if tomorrow Canada was hit by a meteor, nowhere else, just Canada, and you guys had to pack up all your things and move the band to either the UK, the US, or Australia, which one do you think you would choose and why?
So I wish there was a more exciting option here, but I think the answer is we would probably just move to Philly. We have a bunch of friends there, and it's a place we like a bunch, and it's like cheap and cool. I think that is the honest answer. I don't like have a more creative one. Like we've been to a lot of places that were cool on this tour. We had a great time in LA. I think we all like that place a lot. But yeah, I think the honest answer is Philadelphia. Okay. Go Birds.
Come on, everybody, come along. Don't know why.
Kind of changing the band's whereabouts. I know that you and Evan met at a Dilly Dally concert, but if you could go back in time and pick any other concert to have met at, and it can be a concert that happened like 50 years ago, it can be a concert that happened yesterday, it could even be one of your own concerts, where would you choose to have met and kind of created that new friendship?
I mean, we're huge Go-Betweens fans, and I think that would maybe be like the natural one for us. I also feel like there's a great thing that is kind of like neat about like whenever you see like live footage of the Go-Betweens, they always seem to be playing for about 8 people. So I think like that would be a particularly good one, both in terms of like it would be cool to be able to see, say you'd been there. And also that I think it would be a good perspective for us to have that our musical heroes were, you know, in that kind of situation. I think it would be a kind of a good, it would be grounding to like, to be there and see that, you know?
That would be great if they could say that a quarter of their like audience members started a band because of that.
Totally, yeah. Yeah, it'd be like all those people who saw the Human League or whatever, that old story. Yeah.
So you personally used to play music kind of as a teenager, and then you kind of stopped and then rediscovered music and creating music. And I was wondering if you think back to the sound that you made as a teenager, and if you could go back and kind of listen to that, how do you think your sound has really changed from then to now?
Oh, I mean, I think like in some ways, it like the things that I always liked were kind of similar, but you know, when I was, I mean, I think like the thing mainly when I was a kid is I just didn't know as much. Like, so it's like I hadn't found like the things or understood the ideas and like ways to use them. And like there's certain sort of like kinds of sounds that it's like, I find that like this often, I mean, it still happens to me, I think, when I'm listening to music, but there's often stuff where I'll hear something and be like, oh, like that was the thing I was always looking for. Like that, like a thing that sounds like that is like something that I was like, either didn't know I was seeking, or sometimes like explicitly did know I was seeking. Like I remember like the first time I heard La Tigre, I was like, that's it. Like, that's what I wanted a band to sound like. And it was like it was just like all of these things I liked that I like kind of knew I liked. And it was like after it was like, oh, all that stuff at once. I think like, yeah, I mean, I think like that's the main thing, is it's just sort of like kind of discovering the horizons of it, and like that informing taste, and then like that taste being expressed in the things you make, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
You're learning to adapt. Long nights, they never quite get.
And so you've kind of always had that background of creating music and of writing music, and then you and Evan really started this project together. How does the creative process work between the two of you? I know that you both like play a lot of instruments and have a really, really kind of collaborative process in the making of all of your songs, but you sit down and you guys say, okay, we're going to create a song. What is that process?
Yeah, it's like normally it starts where like I write something like kind of by myself. And then I like record a demo of it just like into my phone, like me playing it like on an unplugged electric guitar normally, and then send that to Evan. And then we meet up and like he normally will like have some input on like structure and like ideas of how it all fits together. And then we kind of just go through it like piece by piece. Like we normally, but sometimes we vary it, but like the normal process is it's like we just like track a rhythm guitar, track a vocal, then we normally do bass next and then just like build things around it. And then like there's a lot of kind of editing after the fact. It keeps like, we keep kind of like changing stuff and whittling it down as we go. But it's like, that's kind of like the basic idea of how we do it. And then sometimes it's been a little different. Like we have a new one that we're working on that Evan was the one who like wrote and put and like recorded a demo on a guitar of it. There was one song on the last record that was kind of like that too. Under the Rolling Moon, where like Evan like came with something and then I sort of like finished the thought while he was making pasta in the other room. But like so that's like, sometimes we kind of switch it up, but like, yeah, the normal thing is like I kind of write a thing, then we like work on the thing and like kind of reshape it and turn it into a duck song.
And you've also done, like, obviously you have your collaborations between the two of you, but I'm thinking of kind of the little invitation. Well, that came out really recent. That came out like 10 days ago or something.
Yeah, like 2 weeks, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So on that, you've kind of got a lot of collaborations on each of those three songs as well. And I was wondering how you, I mean, obviously, like, find those collaborations, but what do you think that they bring to your sound? What does collaboration, like, mean to your music?
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. Like I think we just like to do it because it's, like it's an interesting way. It's just interesting to kind of, like, when we've got, like, a system and it works in a very particular way and we know how it works and, like, between us. And it's, like, it's fun to just add, like, a kind of a third or fourth element to that because it kind of changes the direction of it. And it's neat to kind of try and, like, recombine and bring those things in. And, yeah, like, you know, it's, like, these people, like, the folks we've worked with, some of them are friends, some of them are people who have become friends. And that's, like, a fun element of it, too, just, like, kind of meeting people and connecting them through the stuff. And I think, like, also, yeah, finding, like, you know, finding out stuff from those ideas that I think we'll take with us, which happens both from, like, ideas that those people bring, and also just from like getting into these songs we really like on this kind of granular level of being like, oh, like that's how that works. Like when we did the one with Sarah from Illuminati Hotties, like that song, that Jesus and Mary Chain song, Head On, it's like playing that and breaking it apart and realizing like how simple the structure is, that it's basically like three chords the whole way through, and just like the phrase starts in a different place in the chorus than in the verse, and it's like you can totally do that, and it's sometimes it's just like kind of finding out like often how simple a song is, and like you're being like, oh, you're allowed to do that. You're like, if you like, you don't, it doesn't have to do another thing here, it doesn't have to have like a pre-chorus, it can just go. And like that's like those kinds of things are neat to discover. But the collaboration is cool. It's just like, I feel like this, like, I don't know, it's neat to have other people's ideas like added into stuff, especially when like at this point we have like kind of a solid foundation. Like we know what our thing is, and we know how not to break it. So it's like it can now like encompass other people's contributions, I think, while still like staying like true to the thing that we want it to be.
Just from you, secondhand living, it just won't do. And the way I feel tonight, oh, I could die and I wouldn't mind. Yeah, there's something going on inside. Makes you wanna feel, makes you wanna try, makes you wanna blow the stars from the sky. And I can't stand up, I can't cool down, I can't get my ground. As soon as I get my head around you, I come around catching sparks off you. And all I ever got from you is all I ever took from you.
The tour that you guys are currently on, as we kind of spoke a little bit beforehand about, you know, where you guys are playing today and yesterday, and then coming to Vancouver in a couple of days. I was wondering if you had maybe like a favorite show or a favorite tour memory up until this point, because obviously Vancouver, you know, will blow that out of the water, but
I don't doubt it. We've had so many good ones. We've been really fortunate with that kind of stuff in this like past year. It's been really cool. I think like one that is definitely gonna be, I think one that we'll always remember was we played in Lisbon in September, and it was one where we'd never been there, like we didn't really know much about it. This band that we kind of become friends with on the internet had been like kind of big boosters in getting us out there. It's a band called Houseplants. They're really great. And so like it was the first run of four shows we did in Spain and Portugal where those guys like opened for us. Yeah, like we just kind of like we came in like not knowing what to expect really, and then they the venue was really cool. It was like this kind of like art gallery slash bar slash venue that also had this like apartment you could stay in. And we'd gotten there like we had a day off, and then we got there the day before the day off, so we had had like a couple days just like living in this like weird apartment that like kind of like you walked out of it, and then there was this big patio, and then the venue was on the other side of the patio, and like so we were just kind of like living in the venue for 2 days, which was really cool. And like had no idea how the show was gonna go, and then like it sold out, and not only did it sell out, like people knew the words to the songs, and we were just like so blown away by it, because we just had no conception that was gonna happen at all. And it was like it was such a weird and wild thing to just kind of be, you know, in this totally different part of the world that we didn't know, and just be like, oh shit, like it worked. Like yeah, it was a really fun one. It was a really special one for us. Yeah, so yeah, that I think that's like that's this yeah, there's been a bunch of really cool ones, but that one I think was a particularly cool one.
How do you find the audience in Europe, or like specifically like Spain and Portugal, differs to a North American audience?
Oh, they're so lively. It's sick. Like everyone, it feels like, you know, everyone is there to have a good time. And like there's so yeah, like there's sort of like it's so much higher energy, which is no shade on like American crowds. Like we've played for some amazing ones too, and they are as well. But I think there's like, yeah, slightly different kind of like maybe approach to doing it, approach to going out or something, where things are just like a little bit like wilder. Like there's a thing like that you get there, I think, a lot where it's like it's always really good natured, but it's like when you talk to the crowd, they talk back. And that's like I find that really fun. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, there's a sort of like a liveliness and a kind of like a willingness to have fun or something that I think is really cool over there.
I think about that sometimes. I read this thing a few years ago. It was probably one of those really like those Facebook memes from like 2014, 2015. And it said like, imagine if real life was like a concert and every time you ask someone a question, they just like screamed in your face.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Do you have a, not a worst, but maybe a weirdest show or tour memory?
Weirdest. I mean, we had a lot of like weird good ones. Okay. I don't feel like we had anything like memorably bad. Like we've just had like shows where we were like tired like stuff like that, where, you know, we just like, yeah, had like a weird, you know, long drive or whatever, and they like it made it kind of strange. I mean, we had like some weird good ones. Like the first show on that European tour I was talking about, that was a cool one where it was like this festival on an island called Vlieland, like off the coast of the Netherlands. And like we kind of didn't really know what to expect from it. The fest is called Into the Great Wide Open. And we got there and it's like, yeah, it was like 2 hours on a ferry from the mainland. The island doesn't really have cars on it. And we played in like a clearing in the woods. and it was like kind of crazy because it was like the festival like has like a couple stages, and I guess just people like bounce around between them. So like we'd like seen Christian Lee Hudson, who played right before us in the woods, like play to like, you know, like 500 people in a wooded clearing, and we were like, whoa, this is gonna be so cool. And then like he got off stage and they all left. Like, and it's because they were going to another stage to see another show, I guess. And so we were like, oh, what the fuck, is this gonna be like a weird bust? And we were all kind of like hanging out backstage with like the people who worked at the festival. They were like, don't worry about it, it's gonna be cool. But I don't think like we really believed them. And then we like were out on stage like kind of line checking or whatever, and there was like still nobody there. And then like we went back like stage and like, you know, got some water or whatever. And then like the guy got us to tell us to come on, and we like walked out onto the stage, and all of a sudden there were just 500 people in this like forest clearing in. And it was like, oh shit, okay, cool, this is gonna be good. And it was like super weird. Like it was like, yeah, totally like a little like gap in the trees that they had like carved out and turned into a festival area with like birds chirping and like sun coming through the leaves and stuff. It was really, really neat. But that, yeah, that was like a weird nervous one. That was also just like very memorable and
strange. That sounds amazing. I'm gonna make it my mission to get to that festival. That sounds so cool.
Honestly, like highly recommend. It's really good, and like the programming is really good, and like the sort of like overall vibes are excellent. The people who run it are really nice. Like, and like the food is good. It's really good. It's really cool, and it's like a very like weird experience. Like even like the ferry out there rules. It's just like you're like on this boat, and then like for 2 hours, and just in every direction, like stretching to the horizon, are just like sailing ships. Like, because I guess the Dutch are really into that. But it's really cool. It's very, very cool.
Must be beautiful, beautiful. Have you found that there's a favorite song that people kind of react to when you perform, or do you personally have a favorite song to perform?
I think like 18 Cigarettes is the one that people seem to like know and like the best, which is like fair enough. I think it's probably the best one too. So fair play, everyone. I mean, like that's I'm grateful anybody likes any of them. So that's definitely the, like, I think the one that sort of seems to stand out.
Do you have a favorite lyric that you've written in any of your songs?
Oh, I don't know. There's a few that I like, but I kind of think it changes. And I like, it's weird because it's like the ones that are often my favorites are, I think, like ones where it's just like I remember solving the problem, like where it was like hard to get the words to fit together, and then it was like, oh wait, there it is, that's cool, that was the one. I don't think I really do. I think, and it's kind of weird because it's like, I don't know, I think at this point it's like playing them as frequently as we have, which is obviously great and really fun. It's like, but it's like, I kind of like the ones that we play on a regular basis, like I've almost stopped noticing the words because they've come out of my mouth so many times that it's like, it's sort of like they've got a strange way that they sit. So it's like all the ones where I like, I'm kind of like actively thinking about them are like new ones that haven't come out yet, basically. But it's like, I don't know. That's like not a fair, that's not going to be a fair assessment of like their quality or even how I feel about them. It's just like the ones that I'm like turning over in my head right now.
That's fair. I feel like once you've gotten really used to something, you just don't really like notice it as much. And then sometimes you'll listen back after a little while and be like, oh wow, that's really good. Like I did really well on that one. So hopefully you'll have some of those moments with some of those songs. But what about do you have like maybe a favorite musical element or favorite musical moment in any of your songs?
I really like the kind of like riff section in the intro, and then that comes back in the bridge of Under the Rolling Moon. I think that part's really fun. It's really fun to play live, and I just like how it sits, and it feels like it does like a thing that's like a little different than most of our other songs do, and I like the way it does it. That'd probably be the one for me. I also like the kind of like the intro and outro like riff section of How Lonely Are You is really fun to play. It's a part that I always enjoy, and I feel like it like has a fun kind of like motion in it. But yeah, so probably the two that like I think it's mostly affected by just like the ones that are fun to do when we're playing live, but those two I like a lot.
For those of you that are just tuning in, we are currently listening to La Bonne Heure. Well, you are currently listening to La Bonne Heure here on CITR 101.9 FM. I am your host, Valley, and we are currently chatting to Tom from Ducks Limited. We're listening to quite a lot of their music today. We've heard 18 Cigarettes, Invitation, Under the Rolling Moon, Head On, As Big as All Outside, and up next we have How Lonely Are You? Just kidding. My laptop is connected to my AirPods. Give me 1 second to try and figure that out. That always happens to me, and it's quite annoying, to be honest. I think 1 second, guys. Sorry about that. Up next, maybe this time, hopefully this time, we're going to have the song. Okay, we're going to try this. I'm doing it on multiple exits because it's showing headphones as input or normal output. As you guys can tell, I am a real IT guru, and if you have any problems with technology or anything like that, please do come to me, because as you can tell, I am very, very good at fixing it all. Here is How Lonely Are You by Ducks Limited. Fingers crossed. Nice.
I'm not afraid to die.
And kind of speaking of like hearing your music, and of course, speaking of you performing live and going on tour, I was wondering if you could give me maybe some insight into what people can expect from like one of your concerts. You guys are obviously coming to Vancouver, and then going forward from there, what can people wait for and look out for?
Oh yeah, I mean, we don't actually, like, this is the first time in a while, like, after this tour is over, we don't really have anything on the books for a bit, because we gotta make a record, so we're like most of the way through writing one, and like kind of have started playing with recording it. We have a bunch of stuff demoed, so like, yeah, like I think like hopefully we'll be doing some more shows like kind of in the summer and going into the fall, but like in the immediate term, we're just kind of like working on a new record, so that is what to look out for, but we might be a little quiet for a bit while we're figuring that out.
Are there any potential spoilers for a future record, or is it all very under wraps?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we've got a couple songs that are, I think, definitely going to be on the new record that we're playing on this tour. So if you come out and see us in Vancouver, we will play those songs.
Okay,
of what's going on. But I don't think I have, that's as much as I can divulge at this moment. Not to actually be that mysterious, I just like, I don't even know, I can't remember.
Fair enough. Well, wonderful. I'm sure the tour is going great, and I hope your shows over the next couple of days, and obviously once you're here in Vancouver, go wonderfully. And thank you so much for chatting with me today, Tom.
Yeah, thanks a bunch, it's really fun. We'll be right back.
It was so lovely getting to chat with Tom about music, about their tour, about their show here in Vancouver, and of course, most importantly, about ducks. And again, sorry for that weird intermission. I think if I've learned anything during today's show is to really not play with my AirPod case. I think it's become quite a habit to just open and close it. And I think now we have learnt the consequences of actions that can happen and that can come to be. So that's what I learnt today. I hope that you guys learnt something more important and hopefully more about Ducks Limited. And I hope that you guys were able to check them out at their show as well here in Vancouver on the 13th. So on Monday. Yeah, Monday. Wonderful. Well, with that, I am wishing you all a great rest of your day and a rest of your, well, afternoon, evening, night, wherever you're tuning in from. It's been so lovely chatting to you guys today, and I will see you next week. All right, bye everyone.